Hi, this is Pete Brown, and I'm here with Bruno Sannino at the MVP Summit up here in Redmond, Washington. How are you doing, Bruno?
Fine.
Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
I'm a developer in Brazil. I develop utilities for PC Mag. I've developed more than 35 utilities, and I'm a consultant and do some training and write articles there in Brazil.
Great. So PC Mag, you know, I remember used to always get copies of that way back, you know, tons of utilities on that. That I remember used to be able to get separate disks just full of utilities and stuff. So this is an extension of that same thing?
Yeah, it's an extension, but now you have a different subscription. You go there and you make a subscription for a year, and then you have all the utilities that are already developed and the new ones. I developed some of them, and usually 2 to 3 a year, and they sell it in that subscription.
Great, great. And so you're a an MVP in client app dev, so you do work in WPF?
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So let's take a look at this application that you've built here.
Yeah. This is an evolution at an old application of an old application I've written in Delphi some years ago. It's okay. Called Display Pro, and it shows what's taking space on your hard disk.
Right. And this is the Delphi application
yes,
that we're looking at right here?
This is the Delphi application. You select a path, and then you go to the folder PI, for example. You will see the users. I can drill down. Then yep. I see what's inside the folder. You can see by extension what's the extensions that take
right.
space and the largest files.
Okay. So a good, you know, it's a good Delphi app. It's something that back when it was built probably looked pretty modern at the time.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it was pretty modern, and there were many downloads, but it's coming and it's shown its age, and now it's become a little old. And then we want to remodel it. And I'm a passionate for WPF because WPF allows you to do almost anything in terms of UI. You can remodel everything and you can rethink everything. It's only rethink and think out of the box. And so we chose WPF to redesign the application. And then
great.
We came with another one. Written on WPF.
Okay, so let's take a look at the WPF one.
Yes.
I love this laptop, by the way. That's a sharp laptop.
This is the WPF one. We did a complete redesign, and we have some cool animations that only WPF can do. For example, if I select this folder here, I can have the pies turning, and then I have the information for the three pies, the three informations that I had there on separate tabs, I have at once on my screen. I can have the largest files, for example. I can have the extensions, the largest
nice.
Extensions.
I see, so transitions and animation.
Yeah, and you have an animation here. You have a cool animation. You can also turn the pie, and you have all the features that 3D on WPF has, the lighting, you see the lighting.
Yep, very beautiful.
Yeah, and you have also the expanders. As you can see, it's completely redesigned, and I can also make donut charts.
Right.
Yeah, it's completely redesigned. It has a new design, a different design. And it can take advantage of many features of WPF. Those animations, you have also these animations here. You can show different things, and you have also.
Can we see that again, just in
yeah.
case folks didn't catch it on? Look at that.
Yeah.
Very unexpected to have your grid do that.
Yeah.
Very nice.
And you have the grid switching, and you can have also the extra features. For example, the search box, who has the same windows look and feel, you can go there and, for example, select wilt, and it will filter all the files you want. And you can, for example, you can open it. When you select it, you can look at you can look here.
Right.
It's out of the.
Yep, it's exploded that part of the pie chart. Yeah.
Yeah. It's exploded, and you can also come here and open it or open in Explorer. For example, I can open it directly. It will open Media Player.
Mm-hmm.
It's not yet set, but you see it opens. Or I can open in Explorer.
That's right. You just bought this laptop, right? So it's
just
been configured.
Yes. And you can open it in Explorer. So that way, now I use this kind of program a lot because I want to know what's using my hard disk, and then I can delete files and make a complete cleaning on my hard disk.
Mm-hmm.
And we see here that we could redesign completely the application. The application was designed by a designer. By coincidence, the designer is my younger son.
Very convenient. So, there you go.
So it's all a family job.
Yeah.
And
your designer is very talented.
Yeah. And he designed it on Photoshop, and then I imported it in Blend. And I made all the controls live,
mm-hmm.
all buttons and things like that. And you have all these cool animations here. You can have slight animations when you over the buttons. For example, take a look at here. You have a slight animation when you over the buttons.
Yep.
You can have many cool features here, and you have also a little show off if you want. You can make the pie charts
animate. Lots of interesting eye candy in the application,
yeah.
And some things like the transitions I think serve a good UX purpose in terms of keeping you grounded. So that's really great.
And I've developed it with MVVM pattern and
mm-hmm.
used MVVM to develop it. It's a nice pattern to develop.
That's model view model for folks who aren't used to it. Yeah.
Yes. And where you separate the model, the data, the information from the view,
mm-hmm.
that's the and you have the view model that makes the connection between the model and the view.
Yeah, and lots of data binding there for the UI. So
yes.
You really were, you know, kind of following WPF best practices. You didn't simply take the Delphi code, port it over into .NET, and be done with it.
No, I made sure to use all WPF best practice to get a good application and to make it easy to debug, and because debugging is very important when you develop something,
mm-hmm.
because that will give you trouble afterwards, and I don't want to get complaints after I release an application. I got not many bugs, and it was very nice, and people really enjoyed the application. They had the first one, and they downloaded the second one, and they enjoyed it very much.
Great. So how do people get this application?
They can go to pcmag.com, make a subscription, and then they can download it.
The title of the app is?
DiskPy Pro 2.0.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Bruno.
Thank you, Pete.
And I hope you had a good time at the summit here and got lots of great WPF info from the team.
Yeah, it was really great, and you see all the team, and you have talks with the program managers for WPF. I think the MVP Global Summit is really a nice opportunity to talk to the team and to grow up a little on professional terms.
Great. Thank you very much, Bruno.
Thank you, Pete.